This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A lawyer for the whistleblower who made public President Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
In a tweet, attorney Mark Zaid writes, Congressman Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, has been approached about the whistleblower answering questions from Republicans in writing. President Trump has demanded the person's identity made public since his call to the president of the Ukraine became public. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel tells ABC's This Week a key reason for the impeachment inquiry.
Did the president really sell out his country?
But House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, also on ABC's This Week, says the Democrats are playing politics.
They don't want fair rules. They just want to hurt President Trump's chances to win re-election.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Kenyans won both the men's and the women's titles at the New York City Marathon. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Geoffrey Kamerar won his second men's title in 3 years. He crossed the finish line in Central Park in 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 13 seconds. The Kenyan pulled away from his countryman Albert Courier in the 24th mile of the 26.2-mile marathon. Jocelyn Jepkosgei won her debut marathon at 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 38 seconds, beating the second-place women's finisher by almost a full minute. The 25-year-old holds the world record in the half marathon, but had never run this distance. At the New York City Marathon, I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of workers with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees have launched an open-ended strike in Jordan. A spokesman for the striking workers says the agency's more than 6,000 workers began the strike on Sunday. The agency is dealing with a budget crunch after unprecedented loss of all funding from the United States, its largest donor. VOA News. Riot police stormed several malls in Hong Kong on Sunday to stop pro-democracy protests. However, violence did break out when a knife-wielding man slashed several people and bit off part of the ear of a local pro-democracy politician. Media reports say 5 people were injured, including 2 in critical condition. Nigel Farage, the pro-Brexit campaigner, says he will not stand in the Britain snap election, instead devoting his time to campaigning against Boris Johnson's EU withdrawal deal. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Nigel Farage, the Brexit campaigner and leader of the UK's upstart Brexit Party, has said he will not run in the country's snap election. Farage is opposed to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's EU withdrawal deal, saying it binds the UK too closely to EU political objectives. His decision to field candidates in 600 constituencies in next month's election is a potential setback for Johnson, as it risks splitting the vote of Brexit supporters. But on Sunday, the Prime Minister said his deal was the only way to get Brexit done. Johnson also said it was a matter of deep regret that the UK had not left the EU on October the 31st, as he had pledged.
As Reuters' David Doyle reporting, air quality has dropped to its worst recorded level this year in New Delhi and nearby cities, with a thick haze hanging over the Indian capital. Reuters' Imair McCarthy has more.
Blanketed in a thick haze, a public health emergency was declared in Delhi as air quality dropped to its lowest recorded level this year on Sunday. In most areas of the city and surrounding areas, the air quality index breached the 999 mark, which, according to experts, is akin to smoking 40 to 50 cigarettes a day. Anything above 400 poses a risk for people with respiratory illnesses and can also affect those with healthy lungs.
That's Reuters' Imair McCarthy. President Trump has made no secret of his disdain for the Paris Climate Agreement, and now he's in a position to actually get out of it, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
My job is to represent the people of Pittsburgh, not the people of Paris.
That was President Trump speaking in Pittsburgh about 2 weeks ago. But he's been talking about getting out of the Paris Climate Agreement for more than 2 years. Starting Monday, he can finally formally start doing something about it. The deal took effect on November 4, 2016, and stated that no country can withdraw in the first 3 years. Now the president can send a letter to the United Nations that begins the withdrawal process. It will take a year and become official the day after the 2020 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.